This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. This is a place where happy people come to be happier most of the time. I'm not here to necessarily please everybody, and neither are the ladies. We're here to tell you where the world is going, maybe what to think about it from our perspective, not what you should think. You're living your own life, so figure it out. If you don't have opinions, though, that will probably spell trouble, because it's hard to live in this world without having opinions, one way or the other. The thing is that we are really interested in respecting those opinions, those things that come into your mind, and you want to have some control over them. So with that, there are always interesting stories. One of the things I like to focus on, the ladies know that, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, is that we like to find the good news. And there is some. There's good news for people who are vets, and then there's good news for wildlife. Let's get to the vets first, though, Jen. What do you say?
All right, let's start with the vets. There are hundreds of millions of dollars in federal student loan debt that's owed by tens of thousands of disabled military veterans that will be erased under a directive from President Trump's administration. He signed it on Wednesday. Trump ordered the Education Department to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. Trump said that they won't have to pay federal income tax on the forgiven debt, and called on states to waive their taxes on the loans, too.
You said it was an executive order?
Executive order. He can't obviously make the states that they live in forgive the debt, but he's asking those states to forgive the debt for the state taxes. Trump said that they won't have to pay a federal income tax, and he said America owes its heroes a supreme debt of gratitude. His announcement at the AmVets National Convention in Louisville got a loud reaction from the crowd of more than 2,500 veterans. He signed the directive after he addressed the gathering. Only about half of 50,000 disabled veterans who qualify to have their federal loan debt forgiven have received the benefit. The administration said that that's a burden. It's because of the burdensome application process. This document directs the government to develop an expedited process so veterans can have debt discharged with minimal burdens. The action, on average, will wipe out $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans. President Trump called them all incredible people who made the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation, and he said the debt is now going to be gone forever. So some good news for those who did make a big sacrifice for our country.
This is the focus that ought to be for people that have been put actually into harm's way and have been harmed, lose a limb, lose some kind of mental or physical capacity. Those are the people that we ought to be taking care of. You can examine why we're doing it or how we're involved in a different conversation. But these people have stepped up to the plate. They have done what we've asked them to do. Even if they volunteered, they deserve support. The veterans treatment centers in this country suck for the most part. Some of them are okay, just okay, but most of them are. And so when it comes to draining the swamp, in a manner of speaking, this is a way around. The reason I asked about the executive order, Jennifer, is because it would seem to me if politicians had any brains at all, most of them, they'd want to get in on this. They'd want it. Somebody should have initiated this if they had any brains, either in the Senate or the House or both, so that there would have been a uniform act that men and women who are in a position of responsibility could be held accountable for. I'd like to see if somebody voted against this, and he was my congressman, I'd vote against him or her. And that's the kind of thing. This is what I mean when we talk about accountability of the people who are there supposedly doing your bidding. Why does Trump have to do this on his own? Did he run this up the flagpole with the Congress, and they said, we'll work on it, but maybe. And they're so damn slow about fixing or doing anything that seems to be in the general greater public interest. So good for Trump and good for fixing this. So here's the next good bit. This is good news for wildlife. Comes from your fabulous state of California, Jen Jen. The Los Angeles, it's not exactly, the highways in not just Los Angeles, but in California, not exactly conducive for allowing the native population, that is lions, whatever, bears, any kind of natural, you know, the residents of the area before we put the roads in. Let's put it that way. And so because a lot of these animals get run over by trucks and cars as they try to cross the highway, apparently California is going to build a crossing for mountain lions and other animals. I'm wondering who's going to teach them how to use it, though.
Right. This is over the 101 freeway, which is one of the biggest arteries through San Fernando Valley.
Huge.
Through the state. Yeah. It's always crowded. There's a lot of traffic. People would actually like to see this road widened to accommodate the amount of cars. Instead, the state of California is spending millions of dollars to create this
87
overpass.
Million. Yeah, right.
$87 million. Now, I want to protect the animals. I can't stand seeing animals hit on the side of the road. But I don't know how you're going to convince a lion to use an $87 million bridge.
Where's the sign for the lion? Use the bridges that way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they know how to communicate with the lion's den. I don't know.
Well, the rendering that I saw of it looks pretty self-explanatory. It's just like a continuation of open land that they just happen to walk over the highway.
Along the length of the highway where these animals are is probably 40, 45 miles. That was the point I was making, Victoria. Knowing
how
the area,
to know that bridge is coming.
How do you know that the bridge is up there, either in Calabasas or maybe in Thousand Oaks or wherever it is? Who's going to know that it's there? I think it would be good for all the coyotes or the lizards or snake or whatever, whoever wants to go on the other side of the highway.
Whoever living by Agora Road will see that there's there's a crossing there. But if you're down by Canaan, if you're a lion that lives in the area of Canaan, are you going to be able to figure out that there's a bridge?
Where's
I don't know. $87 million is a lot.
I don't mind.
If it works, great.
Well, but it's an interesting... I don't know that we've ever heard a story like this. This is so
Welcome
California.
To California.
I think they said it is the first of its kind. So that's probably why we've never heard of it before. But, but this is safer for motorists, too. You know, if you look at the damage just hitting a small deer can do to your car.
Had,
imagine hitting a mountain lion.
Mary, who works for me on the farm, runs the ice cream bus stuff, driving back to her home a couple of 3 weeks ago. On 140, which is a two-lane highway, the deer jumped right onto her car, smashed the right-hand side, didn't get the windshield, but smashed the right-hand side, the fender, lights, the bumper, all destroyed. And it's so startling. Having had that experience myself, I was driving to the radio station that I was on, I was in 1980, it was an 88 Saab. So I'm just trying to think of where the heck I was. Anyway, I'm driving down the road, and it's after a snowstorm, it's a big one, and so the sides of the highway have drifts that are 4 or 5 feet high. And it's nighttime, and bingo, or it's morning, early in the morning, actually, dark. So this deer jumps over the snowbank, and onto my car directly. Its foot came through the windshield and made a complete mess of it. I got rid of the car. And it was one of my favorites. It was a fabulous. It was a Saab 9000. A lot of fun to drive.
It's so funny because one of my friends had a Saab 9000, and she also hit a deer. But
really?
The way that she hit it, she didn't even know she hit anything. And when she took it to the mechanic, the whole front end was crumpled in, but she didn't even feel anything. And the guy said to her, he's like, you know what? He goes, if you were driving a different car, he goes, this would have been a very different scenario.
Yeah,
he said, the fact that your car was so well built.
Those were great cars. They really were. It was a great car. Meanwhile, where are we? Oh, up next, what's going on near Area 51? We better find out what's going on there right after this.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. but when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, for those of you who are fascinated with what's going on in Area 51, the town around Area 51 is Rachel, some people pronounce it Rachel, Nevada. 50 people live there, and most of them are all UFO enthusiasts. You'll recall, I think we talked about this last week, Facebook, you can see on Facebook an invitation urging people who live there to storm Area 51 on September the 20th. So more and more people are paying more and more attention to this sort of thing. Interesting about this town, there isn't a gas station in it, there's no grocery store, there's nothing, actually, except people, the 50 people who live there. And that's
and 2
design.
Million guests on the way.
Yes, right, exactly. So this should be, I can figure out how to broadcast from there. I might do it myself, go out in the middle of the night and see what's what. It's fascinating and actually profound to think about how something like this captures so many people's imagination, thinking that it's really real. We know, we think we know, that the government holds out a lot of stuff from us. And this is one example, the worst kept secret. But yet, the government doesn't do anything to say, oh, come on, we're just joshing you. No, they take it seriously. You can't, come on, this is federal property. And I always laugh at that. No trespassing, federal property. Federal property comes from me. I paid for it. I'm a taxpayer. I want to have access to all federal property. How dare you? Let's issue an executive order. Everybody on for that? Doug,
sure.
Executive order number one. 21 after the hour.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We'll turn that bottle up and drink it, crank that jukebox up and hang it, bartend for another round. Here's to our best, bad decision, situation, no conditions, so and memories we all need to drown. So fill your cup and raise it up, jump in and join the club and focus with the river reservoir. We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive.
Dive. Garth Brooks receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for caring and compassion from the global nonprofit foundation named in honor of the 41st president. Neil Bush, the son, said, "Garth is one of our generation's true singer and songwriter legend. My father always admired the way Garth used his visibility to support and lift up those in need. And much like my father, Garth is a true humanitarian whose generosity comes from his empathetic compassion for others." The Bushes were big country fans. If you didn't know that, the father liked country music more than anything else, listened to it all the time. So Garth is going to receive this award during the Points of Light gala on the 26th of next month at the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City. An event that will feature honorary chairs, former Presidents George Bush, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama be together that night. The fact that this award is a reflection of 41, his beloved Barbara, and the work they believed in is the greatest honor, said Brooks. He also said an award is only as good as its recipient. My hope and goal is to make the Bush family and the honorary chairs proud that Garth Brooks is the first name on the award for caring and compassion. So if you look at his charitable efforts over the years, I go back to 1999, he co-founded the Teammates for Kids Foundation, which converts 5,000 professional athlete sports stats into dollars for children's charities focused on health and education and inner-city outreach programs. He, Garth, and his wife, Tricia, have volunteered on home-building projects for Habitat for Humanity for more than a decade. That's where he got to meet Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter is still doing that.
He
not
still
as much
swings
physical,
a hammer every once in a while.
Yeah, he does.
I love that.
I think he put, in a way, Habitat for Humanity on the map.
Jimmy Carter did. Yep.
In many ways. So, good. Good for them. Be interesting to see. I always like it when the presidents get together to see how, you know, I don't... Is Does Trump go to this? Does the current president or just the former president?
I think it's just because it's a private foundation, so
yeah,
I think it's
right.
The other guys are honorary chairs, so
yeah,
maybe
right.
Trump will be added to that in the future, yeah. I don't know.
Later on, yep. Next up, musically here on our DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, Carrie Underwood back in the spotlight again, officially set to return to the opening theme song of Sunday Night Football. This time, Joan Jett is going to join her on Waiting All Day for Sunday Night. There's a preview of the song and video airing during the broadcast this weekend, ahead of the full opener, which will arrive in, I guess, all of them. The first game that's in the season is the Patriots versus the Steelers on September 8th, right? So this video was shot in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Marks the first time in 14 years it was shot inside of a stadium itself. NFL players taking part in the video as well. Underwood went to executives with the idea to invite Joan Jett to join. Actually, this isn't the first time that Underwood and Jett have teamed up together. Last month, the two of them sang a medley of classic rock hits at the CMA Festival.
That was apparently really good. My parents saw that and just loved both of them together.
Really?
Well, they've got strong voices, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joan Jett's 1988 song, I Hate Myself for Loving You, inspired the NFL theme, which was used as the intro to the, well, it's all the way from 2006 to 2015, performances by Pink, Faith Hill, and also Carrie Underwood, too. So that's that story, 28 after the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5,
you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Revelations from the founder of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, who resigns as CEO Thursday, following claims he helps with various FBI investigations looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election, as he has a romantic relationship with a Russian agent, Maria Butina. She is in prison. Byrne telling Bulls and Bears host David Asman on Fox Business,
"No, I'm not getting chased out. And the board, this is me ejecting, and I have to because I've been warned that if I come forward to America that the apparatus of Washington is going to grind me into a dust, and that's going to happen, and I have to get that away from the company. It's only right."
Now, Byrne credits legendary investor Warren Buffett with pushing him to come forward to discuss his alleged involvement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Day, how do you do? Nice place to work. This is that's my Yoda act for the day. Yeah, look around. Think about your own circumstance, your own job. Can you make it better? Not just for you, but the other people you work with. It's something maybe to aspire to. I know all the ladies who are here with me always are trying to make it better, make me better. So now that we have introduced you to this half hour, I did say it was 34 after, I think. Time for us to figure a couple of things out. I understand that the Titanic is still at the bottom of the ocean. Is that true, Victoria?
It is, but it is trending. You never would have thought that in 2019, but the reason it's trending is because the RMS Titanic was visited by divers for the first time in 14 years. And they wanted to see what the condition of the wreck is in. It's 107 years old now. And so they had all kinds of special cameras. They had 4K footage to see what it looks like now. They also are having, they're using virtual reality technology, augmented reality, and to kind of get a real full scope of the current condition of this incredibly storied ship at this point. It's just the stuff of legend. And now, unfortunately, they did discover something negative after a series of 5 dives were completed this month by the exploration team from Triton Submarines. This is 370 miles south of Newfoundland, Canada. and 4,000 meters below the surface, they found that the wreck is essentially being swallowed up by the ocean floor, and it's being ravaged by metal-eating bacteria. So they're trying to map all of it and take as many images as possible now, because they really don't know how long it's going to be there. It's eventually probably just going to disintegrate completely. And so this sank
in 19... Metal-eating bacteria?
Yep.
What kind of a creepy movie is that going to create?
I know, right?
Metal at the bottom of the ocean. You realize what the pressure is at that level, the sea pressure?
Yep.
That's a mile down in the water. The pressure is unbelievable. So these, and, you know, you think when you look at pictures of stuff that has been sunk, it's usually covered with the usual, the sort of thing you see in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Like
plankton and all kinds of, you know, seaweed and things.
Yeah.
It essentially, any type of structure that goes into, whether it's an oil rig in modern day or a sunken ship, they become a brand new ecosystem for, you know, for life down there. So they actually say that the footage that they've just grabbed is going to be part of a new documentary by Atlantic Productions. And so they're showing the effects of salt corrosion, again, the metal-eating bacteria, and then the deep current action that's decomposing the ship. And so they really, I think it's super informative. And I think, you know, one of my favorite parts of the movie Titanic were the actual scenes when James Cameron went down with the dive team.
Yeah.
And they actually used footage of the real dive to see the real ship. I thought that was just so fascinating.
So
it sunk in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time ago.
And it's, you know, when you compare it to the size, it was called the Titanic because it was the biggest ship ever to sail. But when you compare the size of it to what is basically
Royal Caribbean, blows it away now.
Right, the cruise liners of today.
The Disney cruise towers over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't know how I feel about that. But
all right, here's a couple of things that are related to the whole problem of immigration, which I think is still, if not our number one problem, is right up there. The administration announcing a new rule that allows people in the Border Patrol to detain migrant families for longer periods. The rule replaces the Flores Settlement Agreement, which says the government can only detain migrant children for 20 days. New regulation removes that limit. Why is it that I guess I don't understand why the 20-day limit was put in effect in the first place, and why this is important now in terms of why do we change the rule? Why was the rule put in place? Maybe that's obvious to some people. I don't necessarily. I find this whole thing very frustrating, and it's so confusing because on one hand we have a focus on this sort of thing with regard to immigration and the wall and all that other stuff. And then you learn about, I never knew this. Did you ladies know that a couple of thousand migrants who have come up here seeking to settle gave up and have been given free rides home under a program funded by the government? They were offered the opportunity to fly back to where they came from, and they took the opportunity. And most of them flew out of the El Paso airport back to, in this case, I think Guatemala, if I'm not mistaken. But I never knew of this before. In a moment, our focus is going to be on those of us who may be showing signs of having a stroke. This is a great piece, I think, a great public service, if I do say so myself, for people of all ages. So let's get into it right after this.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud.
visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm pretty handy around the house. But now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
43 at the hour now on the DJV program. I said this is an important conversation because I believe that there are a lot of people in this country who don't recognize signs of a stroke. My father died after having a stroke. He was 91, but he'd had a couple of them before. And I wished I'd have had some of the information that I think we're going to glean here from Dr. Adam Barnathan and his wife, Lauren. Dr. Barnathan is a physician, emergency medicine, St. Anthony's Hospital, and his wife, Lauren, was 30 years old, someone who was very active physically, and they were not married at the time, but he was with her as her fiancé, and she went into, as a speech pathologist, I think it's a pretty interesting story, she works with people who have had strokes. So let's start with you, Lauren, if we can. What happened the day you had your stroke? How old were you?
Hi, good morning. I was 30 years old. I was partaking in my regular gym routine, and which consisted of some high-intensity interval exercises. I did have some visual changes, which as a speech pathologist and in the healthcare industry, I was a little worried about to begin with. So I finished my workout. I called my husband, let him know what was going on. The symptoms resolved, and I went home. Once I got home, kind of went about my normal routine, and it wasn't until later that night that we were actually going to sleep that I started to have some erratic movements in my sleep, and then, of course, my husband turned on the light and clearly recognized that I was having a stroke. I had the facial droop, the slurred speech, and so he immediately sprung into action.
Mm-hmm. So, doctor, what symptoms? Can you explain a little more thoroughly what Lauren was just describing, what was going on when she woke up?
Yeah, so like Lauren said, she, you know, it was plainly obvious to me, and it probably would have been obvious to anyone who was looking at her, but to her, she had no idea that these things were going on at the time, which is why it's so important to recognize the symptoms. So she kind of had all the symptoms we kind of talk about for public service, and it's BFAS. She had no balance. Her eyes were deviated to the right. She had a facial droop. Her left arm and her left leg were weak, and she had slurred speech, and then, you know, the T, of course, for time. So immediately I called 911 and got her there.
So, Lauren, back to you. When you think about your, you describe your life, your lifestyle, you're in great shape. So what are you thinking? You're told by a doctor that you had a stroke. You were young and healthy, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, no, exactly. I remember being in the CT scanner, and they were, you know, reading the results of my CAT scan, and I do have memory of the situation, but I just remember calling out for Adam. I'm like, I don't need treatment. I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. I don't need any of this. And I was in complete denial. And, of course, you know, I have the advantage slash disadvantage of being in the medical field. So I'm understanding the terminology, and I'm just in complete shock. Ignorance was bliss at that point for me. I couldn't believe it. I'm 30 years old. I'm in good shape. I work in healthcare, and, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Mm. So, Adam, this is a general warning for everybody. Acting with urgency. There's some people who say you should take an aspirin when you have signs of a stroke. Do you think that's true or good advice?
I wouldn't recommend taking any medication, aspirin included. You know, your doctor may decide what treatment's best for you when you get to the hospital, but the best thing you could do for anyone who you're thinking could have a stroke is just call 911 and get them to the hospital. Because anybody of any age can have a stroke. We see it all the time in the emergency department, young people, older people, males, females. It doesn't matter. Stroke has no bias. Stroke could strike at any time. And the biggest barrier is people don't want to feel silly for coming into the emergency department. They don't want to feel like, well, I'm 25. How could I be having a stroke? But it's better to overreact. It's better to err on the side of caution. It's better to just get to the hospital, and you know, nobody is going to think you're ridiculous. I'd rather see 100 people who are overreacting than one person who underreacted.
What causes this, Adam?
There are two different types of strokes when we think about you know, the strokes, the common strokes. There's the embolic stroke, which is a blood clot that travels to the brain, and that blocks blood flow and causes cells in your brain to die, and that's the classic stroke that we think of. And then that's about 90% of them, and then there's about 10% of them are hemorrhagic strokes. So those are the that's when you have bleeding into the brain itself, and those could present similarly, and both are strokes, and both need treatment.
Yeah. Lauren, working with stroke survivors, what has this done to the way you work with people, your own experience?
Oh, wow. It's completely changed the way that I practice. I'm more empathetic to patients. You know, I really understand what they're going through, whether it be, you know, getting lab draws. But I think more or less I get more buy-in from my patients. You know, some of the treatments that we recommend seem a little silly to those, but I say, listen, I've been through it. I've done it myself. And I find that I get a lot more buy-in. It's completely changed the way I'm practiced. I'm less conservative with regard to some of my recommendations, because I'm like, listen, this happened to me and I was fine. And, you know, it's just been wonderful, and it's really helped me connect with a lot of people, and as well as having them connect with support groups following their discharge in the community.
Every 10 minutes, this happens so frequently. There are so many cases around the country. You really all need to, everybody needs to go to strokeawareness.com. That's strokeawareness.com to see the 10 signs and symptoms of a stroke so you don't have the same experience that Lauren did. Thank you to both of you, Dr. Adam and Lauren Barnathan here.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Past the hour. Record spending expected this year as children head back to school. National Retail Federation is estimating that it'll cost almost $700 for grade school students and nearly $1,000 for college students to get themselves prepared for school. From the latest gadgets that people have, a lot of must-haves that are sort of traditional, a digital lifestyle expert, Mario Armstrong is here with a pulse of what is new, what's good, what isn't, what do you need and what do you not need. Mario, welcome to our program. So as children are gearing up to go back to school and college, record spending, this is because schools are not spending the money, individuals are. Is that part of this?
Yeah, absolutely, that's part of it. I mean, the whole idea is that, you know, right now is just a really interesting time because, I mean, it's the beginning of August, we're already talking about back to school, and we really need to start thinking about how we can actually identify products and devices and technology that's going to help our kids be better students, but also as parents, I'm a parent, and, you know, it costs money for this stuff, too, so I really wanted to pull together a few different things that I thought would help people identify products that could help them, but also how they could actually make money, maybe getting rid of some of the old products that they don't have to actually have some money to buy newer products that they want to pick up.
Help yourself. Let's go.
All right, that sounds great. Let's jump into it. The first thing that's really important for anybody that has a computing device is to have an accessory that's called a digital hub. These hubs allow you to be able to plug multiple things into it. My favorite is the one made by Anker. It's the Power Expand Plus 7-in-1 hub. It's really this all-in-one productivity station because you plug the hub into the USB port, the USB-C port on your laptop, which then lets you display things like media in 4K with HDMI. You can read SD cards. You can transfer files, connect to other accessories. And the coolest thing about it, too, is that it actually passes power from a wall outlet through to your computer, so it's also charging your laptop while you're using the hub, which is really great.
Where do you get those? Where do you find those?
I'm going to Amazon right now because right now they're running a great deal on them until August 18th, where they're got a good sales price on them, and they're under $35.
Okay, that's it. That sounds, even for somebody like me who's not technically astute. That sounds great. All right, what else do you have?
Let's see. I got about three other things. Let me run through them. I'll tell you really quick. Laptops are really big. So the LG Gram 14-inch. 14-inch because it's the right sweet spot size. It's a 2-in-1 laptop. It converts easily into being a full keyboard and use it like a laptop, but then you can fold the screen and use it like a tablet. It's super lightweight, weighs under 2.5 pounds, and its battery life lasts 21.5 hours. So that's really great for students because they're lightweight and they don't need to always find a power outlet to keep it going.
And what are we going to pay for those, and where do we find them?
So you're going to pay around $1,500 or right under $1,500. I would go to LG's website, lg.com, for more info on that. And
okay,
to make some money real quick, there's an app that I'd like to really quickly get out called Mercari, the selling app. It's spelled M-E-R-C-A-R-I. It's an app you download on Google Play or on your Apple devices, and you basically take pictures of the things that you no longer want, write up a description, and upload it, and you can start selling your items right away. So maybe you have last year's kids' clothes that don't fit anymore. Maybe you have old iPads or calculators. Those things are selling like hotcakes right now, and you can make some money off of that. And then the last thing is to pick up an alarm clock to make sure everybody makes up and makes it to their classes on time. My two best choices come from a company called iHome, so you can pick them up at iHome.com. And one is the IPTW39 and the IBTW38. These are both wireless charging alarm clocks that do more than just wake your kid up. They also charge your devices, play music, have speakers on them, and they have voice buttons on them as well. So you can just ask, you know, Siri or your Google Assistant, what's the weather today, so they know what to wear before they head out on campus.
All right, so
where you can get this stuff is up on our website, too.
All right, so 30 seconds or less on how to pay for all this stuff.
I would say probably the best way is to really use the Mercari app to find the things that you already don't need in your house that could end up being sold to someone that wants them. That's probably the easiest way that doesn't cost you any money. Yeah. Go to allmoreinfo.com/backtoschool for all the details.
Sounds like an adjunct to Facebook Marketplace now. Sounds like a good way to go to get rid of stuff.
That's
all right. So again, more information.
Exactly.
Take Mario's advice, Mario Armstrong. Go to allmoreinfo, all one word, allmoreinfo.com/backtoschool. That's the story here on the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.